Welcome to our LCCC Coaches Show. As we have on deck first, we have the head coach of the Lady Golden Eagles joining us, Brian Artmeyer. Our program brought to you by Laramie County Community College. Coach, and again, this is no disrespect to you and Coach Ronaldo. And I said this to Coach Fick on the ride home last night. I said, if I were a betting man, and when I arrived in Torrington last night, I said, it's going to go opposite, that the men would win. And I didn't give the ladies a puncher's chance. And I don't mean this in any disrespect. I figured you might make it more of a game. But after what I saw at the rack, I said, boy, I'll tell you what, these Lady Lancers are a pretty good outfit. And you and Coach Ronaldo and your kids really stepped up to the plate last night. And again, we'll call it an upset, a 64-61 win.
It is an upset. Sure. But again, on the road.
But the thing is, you and Coach Ronaldo had the kids prepared, and they were a total 180 compared to what we saw on the rack.
Sure, and that's fair. I mean, anybody that's going to look at it is going to see that they had 20 wins. They were ranked higher than us in the standings. They were ranked at, I believe, at one point this year, at least getting votes. You know, you look at what happened the first time around where, you know, we get down 16 in the first quarter and just never quite recovered. You know, again, anybody that's going to look at that first time around and then look at, you know, we're going on the road and just a lot of things going against us. Exactly. I mean, that's a lot of people would look at it that way. We made some changes in terms of how we attacked them this time. You know, one thing that I felt like we were prepared the first time around. We had practiced against their press. We had practiced against their 1-2-2 zone. But going back and watching that game, basically when they extend that press, they're trying to get you to speed up a little bit. And the trap more or less that we fell into early was quick pass, one pass shot. We took a lot of threes. They got a lot of runouts because it was a long rebound. Our kids were still kind of running back when we took some of those shots, transitioning into offense, so we didn't have them around the basket for offensive rebounding, which, again, was the big difference early in the game. We were getting a lot of tips and offensive rebounds and putbacks. So the plan was break the press, set it up, take your time, four or five passes in the half court, and eventually versus that 1-2-2 the way they rotate, you can pull them out and eventually get them to the middle or that low post spot. And, you know, we were just going to take as many twos as we could get. And then it's, you know, we've played a certain way for a while. So, you know, you do it well for a quarter. Then we kind of hit that second quarter where we had a couple that was one pass shot, one pass shot. So, you know, that's where, again, you got to use your timeouts. You got to use some substitutions to kind of, you know, say settle down. But that's by far one of the best executed game plans that the girls, they stuck to the plan. They executed it. I give them a ton of credit for sticking to the plan.
And you said kind of saving the best for last, so to speak. But, again, at least not to cut you off, but something at least, again, you mentioned, Coach, was rebounds. It was offense, defense. It was a brand-new LCCC team. And, again, it was a team that was very aggressive on the floor last night. But that's got to give you, at least, again, if you could replicate that where, hey, again, on the road against Central Wyoming in that first round, potentially further on in that Region 9 tournament upcoming, I mean, that's a team that could compete with a lot of teams as much as you've done so far, at least this season, but kind of gives you a lot more confidence of, hey, Gillette's of the world, Sheridan, Caspers, or, again, looking at the Region 9 South, if we get that far, you got to feel pretty confident.
But also, too, Coach, you said one word, though, when you were describing last night's win, attack.
Yeah.
And that's what we have not seen. We've seen the girls be aggressive on the floor, but, I mean, all aspects of the game, they were attacking all night long.
Yeah, and that's what you got to see this time of the year. I mean, they know what the stakes are. You've in a certain way, you've just got to want it more than the other team that you're going to see. And we're going to have that same battle Saturday. I mean, it's Central's pretty much locked into the six. But, you know, with everything that we've got riding on it, you know, we've got to come out the same intensity, you know, play with that same fight for four quarters and, you know, again, see if we can get that win and at least put ourselves in a position where, you know, we could have that three or four at, you know, at some point. So there's a lot that has to shake out. It's crazy. I didn't get much sleep. I started looking at scenarios, and there's about four or five different scenarios where we could be anywhere from the three yet to the five. And You know, again, a lot of it just comes down to more or less, one, we have to take care of our own business, and then whatever happens with Casper and Sheridan.
Again, with the win last night, where you are now in a kind of virtual three-way tie with, again, Sheridan at 8-5, Eastern Wyoming at 8-5, and LCCC at 8-5 in Region 9 North. So, again, a lot riding online, again, where I do believe Sheridan, they're going to be on the road against Casper, I do believe. So, again, that kind of plays a little interesting factoid there. Again, Gillette has their contest, I do believe, they're going to at least Eastern, or they're going to see...
They're at Eastern.
Yeah, at Eastern. So, again, a lot of big matchups coming up to kind of end out Region 9 North.
And here's where you said you were up last night. There's a lot of tiebreakers that are involved.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got those all worked out in your brain as well, because you've had a hand in a win against Gillette at Gillette.
Yep.
You've had a win now against Eastern at Eastern. So, and it's weird because all, you know, it's been the visiting teams that have won.
Yeah.
That kind of throw the tiebreakers out of whack. You split with Sheridan. So, you know, you just kind of, if you take care of business against Eastern, one of the two teams that are locked in with you right now in that three-way tie might get knocked out.
Yeah.
Gillette may fall back into the pack as well. Kind of throw a monkey wrench into everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, and it's the biggest thing is the one game's out of our control. If Sheridan by some chance upsets Casper, for us that really throws a big wrench in it, because again, in terms of the tiebreakers, one of the tiebreakers is you go to the head-to-head. So we've split with everybody, and then again you start going down the seeding. So you go to basically, how did you do against the number one seed? So with EWC having a win versus Casper and Sheridan potentially having a win versus Casper, that would give them the 2-3, and we would slide down to a 4 spot. So the nice thing for us is when you start getting down to, once you get past the head-to-heads, you also, so again, we've split with everybody, and then we've got basically the same tiebreakers in terms of a win versus EWC, a win versus Gillette, a win versus Sheridan. Then it goes down to your road record, and believe it or not, if we can win on Saturday, we'll actually finish with a better road record than we did at home. I think we'd be 5-3 or 5-2 on the road, and then again, we'd finish up, I think, 4-3 at home. So it goes down to that road record. Well, we have that tiebreaker against Gillette, and then we also have that tiebreaker over Sheridan. So potentially we could still bump up to 3, which would be great.
What are kind of your thoughts as you talk about that with the road record, where, again, obviously, if we're able to make it past, again, hopefully that first round, again, depending on if it's on the road or at home, but again, it will be a neutral site for those remaining games in the Region 9 tournament. Your team being the road warriors, I mean, that's got to build some sort of confidence in yourself of your team of, hey, we can get it done even on a neutral site away from Cheyenne.
Sure. And, you know, and I think even just you look at our last two road games at Western Wyoming and at Eastern, you know, not easy environments to win in. Both of those teams have been playing pretty good basketball recently. You know, Western obviously had also upset Eastern this past week in an 81-80 game, so both teams are putting up a lot of points. And then again, Eastern had just knocked off Casper. So to go into their home buildings and being able to pull off those wins, our girls should have a ton of confidence traveling on the road. So, you know, again, it's just a different gym, you know, a different opponent, but you know, same approach. I think, again, our girls do a really great job once we step on the road and get off the bus. And, you know, regardless of who it is, they seem like, again, they're back into that rhythm where we step up and step up to the plate and play.
You mentioned, again, Central coming up here this weekend on Saturday. And head coach Lindsay Fearing, former Cheyenne Central product, very good basketball player. And in her first season, last year they really looked out of sorts. When they came to the rack, you can see a little more stability to the program. As you mentioned on the post-game show, it's going to be sophomore afternoon. Yeah. So, again, it's one of those where the ambush is set up for the Lady Golden Eagles. Yep. I mean, this is one where the ladies definitely have to have their head on straight, knowing that they've already beaten them, but they're – without pressuring themselves either, knowing there's a lot on the line too.
Yeah, and you know, again, in talking with Coach this morning, it's we helped ourselves out a lot winning last night. It took a ton of pressure off our shoulders. You know, we would have been down one game to Sheridan, sitting in the 5 spot, knowing we had to win and they had to lose. So essentially, we did what we had to do at this point in terms of the standings, and you know, again, we've got to still get the win on the road. But, you know, regardless, if Sheridan does happen to beat Casper, at that point, there's nothing we can do. So, again, for our intents and purposes, again, to make sure that we took care of business last night, should hopefully take a lot of pressure off our girls. But, yeah, they're, anytime you go to a team sophomore night, there's a little more emotion. There's a little more fight. They had been without one of their better players here recently for the last 6-7 games, and it looked like she played last night. So, it's going to look very similar to the team that we saw here in January. I would assume they're going to try and attack us the same way. A lot of drives to the basket, a lot of post-ups, trying to work some different matches down low. So those are things that we'll have to be ready for. And again, we got to execute the same way we did the last game.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to continue our conversation with head coach Brian Artmeyer, the Lady Golden Eagles head coach, after these words right here on 1480 KRA from LCCC.